USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say flooding will get more intense in Oklahoma and Arkansas. Arkansas Department of Emergency Management spokesman Melanie Daniels says the number one priority is keeping everyone safe.
The river has not crested yet. This event will happen. It will be historic. And it will be unlike anything that most of our residents in Arkansas have seen.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massey objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a bipartisan effort underway to give American veterans a financial break. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Attorneys General of Utah and New Jersey leading a bipartisan push to get the Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to forgive student loans of totally and permanently disabled veterans. In a letter to DeVos on Friday, the Utah Attorney General Susan Reyes and New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall called on the DOE to automatically discharge those loans for eligible vets. The letter also proposes the DOE remove negative student loan data from disabled veterans' credit reports.
Members of a private group called We Build a Wall say they're constructing a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group, founded by a triple amputee Air Force veteran, has raised about $20 million on a crowdfunding website after asking for donations after a federal judge blocked President Trump from using Defense Department funds for his proposed border wall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is in Houston for his first town hall. The former vice president has been taking full credit for the positive economic numbers, saying that it was himself and former president Barack Obama who were the ones who put in the policies that got the economy turned around. Andy Puzder is a former chief executive of CKE Restaurants, and he tells Fox News why Biden is getting it wrong.
Look, when Obama-Biden took office, the White House predicted that they'd have 4% GDP growth in 2009, 2010, 2000, through 2012. It never happened. They never had a year of even 3%. So really what Biden's saying is we had these great economic policies during Obama-Biden, but they really didn't produce growth until we elected Donald Trump.
And regarding the dollar, Puzner reminds us.
You know, the dollar has gotten a lot stronger because the Fed has reduced the money supply by reversing the quantitative easing, and they've increased interest rates, which strengthens the dollar. When you do that, you reduce exports because foreign countries can't buy our goods because the dollar is worth so much. It's harder for them to purchase with their currencies. That significantly advanced GDP growth when Obama was president. He still never hit 3%. And it's restricted GDP growth under President Trump. The last three quarters, if the Fed had just stopped raising interest rates last September, GDP growth would be about 0.3% higher. So you would have had 3.2% last year and 3.5% in first quarter of this year. So it's tremendously effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.